This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. President Donald Trump has pardoned former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, whose 14-year sentence for political corruption charges he commuted during his first term. The Republican president signed the pardon Monday and called the Democratic former governor a very fine person. Blagojevich is a Democrat who appeared on Trump's reality TV show Celebrity Apprentice. Blagojevich was convicted in 2011 on charges that included seeking to sell an appointment to then-President Barack Obama's old Senate seat. Blagojevich served 8 years before Trump cut his term short. In a statement, Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin said, quote, "In a state with more than its fair share of public corruption, the Blagojevich chapter still looms as one of the worst." A Muslim civil rights group in Chicago is concerned about vigilante activity after two threatening notes appeared at the home of an Afghan family in Skokie. The notes include language like, "President Donald Trump deportation is coming for you," and also threats to call immigration. Ahmed Rahab is with CARE Chicago. He says the family is here legally. The notes are only spreading fear.
We wonder whether it is truly about being lawful or whether it is about politicizing a situation and sensationalizing it with fear-mongering.
Many Afghan families in the area are here under a refugee resettlement program. Trump recently suspended that program and many services to help new refugees adjust. Residents of a building in Chicago's Logan Square neighborhood are protesting rising rents and looming displacement, a common issue on the Northwest Side and other parts of the city. The Belden Sawyer Tenant Association says after their building was sold, the new owner announced plans to renovate it and raise rent by 100%. Because their building changed hands a few months before a new housing ordinance went into effect, residents don't qualify for the provision that would have given them a chance to buy the building. Devon Carson has lived there for 8 years.
The practice of kicking rent-paying tenants out of their homes for the sole purpose of bringing in higher-paying renters is just morally bankrupt.
Building owner Drew Millard and his company 33 Realty did not respond to a request for comment. An Illinois state lawmaker wants professional sports teams to win before their owners ask them for money. The measure has Bears in the title, but it applies to any team looking at state subsidies for stadium construction, maintenance, or renovations. The newly introduced measure from Democratic State Representative Bob Morgan requires teams to have at least a .500 record in three of their last five regular seasons. Morgan says that record would not guarantee them taxpayer help, but it would be needed to get their feet in the door.
The Bears and the White Sox in particular continue to have great ideas that they're throwing in Springfield, seeing what sticks. This is our message, I believe, from Springfield to say, or even come down here, why don't you start by having a winning team?
Morgan doesn't think there's going to be a lot of stadium financing talk this year, given the state's other budget pressures. Some more things you should know today. Jurors in former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's federal racketeering conspiracy trial finished an eighth full day of deliberations without a verdict. Monday's session was essentially a full day of silence, as no new jury notes, outlining questions, or concerns emerged. Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean's corruption trial began last October. A U.S. District Court judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration's effort to cap medical research after attorneys general from 22 states, including Illinois, filed a lawsuit challenging the plan. It challenges the Trump administration, Department of Health and Human Services, and the National Institutes of Health over efforts to reduce indirect costs to these institutions, including lab, faculty, infrastructure, and utility costs. Last week, the NIH announced it was cutting payments toward overhead costs for research institutions that receive its grants, a policy that could leave universities with major budget gaps. Today's weather, there's a chance of light snow and the high will be around 28 degrees. Then tonight, there's a light chance of flurries and a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, there's a winter storm watch for northern Illinois, northwest Indiana, and southeast Wisconsin. We're expecting about 4 to 6 inches of snow or more. especially during the evening commute, and tomorrow the high will be 27 degrees. That's it for the show. If you like the rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.